This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we move on to Mr. Henry Winkler.
You have no idea. I was worried.
Worried?
Worried the other day. My dear friend, Mr. Henry Winkler, he was scheduled to appear 2 days ago, and it didn't call, and it didn't call, and it was fine. Things come up. But then, like a weirdo, I started to worry. Then Jake started to worry. He's fine. But I was like, he never doesn't just not call.
Right.
I mean, anything that happened would be fine. He's a dear friend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The point being, I'm like, what if?
You think the worst.
Yes. That was scaring me.
Born October 30th in Manhattan, New York. Our next guest is, without question, one of our favorite people in the world, from his iconic work as Fonzie on the series Happy Days, to his work in such films as Night Shift, Scream, and The Waterboy, and such series as Arrested Development, and his Emmy Award-winning work on the HBO series Barry. You can see him later this year in the film The French Dispatch, and the latest edition of his New York Times best-selling book series, Alien Superstar, Life's Camera Danger, is out now. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Hollywood icon, Henry Winkler.
Mr. Henry Winkler?
Oh my gosh, it is so early here.
I know.
I brushed my teeth so I wouldn't be in like a total mess.
I'm just glad you're all right. Let me be honest. After you didn't make the call, I got worried. I stalked your tweets to make sure, and I saw you tweet, and I go, oh, we're okay. It's all right. He's fine. It's not a big
Now, the night before, I set the alarm, checked it twice. The only thing I did not do was turn the clock on.
Aside
from that, I was ready, set, go.
Oh, yes. Whatever you do is fine. You just got to be okay. I just need you and Stacy to everything be fine.
Yeah, everything is fine, and I thank you for worrying. And I felt, first of all, I was embarrassed because as a professional, I'm never late.
True.
And second of all, I thoroughly enjoy our conversations, so I was bummed that I missed on that, too.
So much stuff to get caught up on.
But here we are.
Yes.
Here we are. And yes. I had a little granola, which is hard to eat
yes.
when you're doing an interview because those almonds get stuck in your teeth.
Easily. Oh,
and so now you're talking and picking at the same time.
It's
not easy.
COVID's not easy. COVID, this whole thing we've
COVID.
All... COVID. Have you received your shot?
I have one shot.
Oh, thank you. And Stacey's
The next day, my arm hurt a little bit. But that seemed to be it. But here's what I don't get. I don't understand how we, as a country, there are some people who get so schmutz from wearing a mask.
Which is crazy.
They don't want to get the vaccine.
They've just been force-fed this disinformation superhighway. There's an amazing...
Yeah, but how does in a great country of supposedly educated people...
You're right.
I say this. I say, do not drop out of the third grade.
I know, because it's never, I always like to ask him things like this. Well, what is it in the vaccine that you object to?
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, there's never an answer. I mean, because there is no
they
answer.
Make vaccine with eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like a little bacon in there?
Yes. Yeah, as long as you're not allergic to eggs, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
And now I think maybe these two don't use eggs. They use something else.
Yeah, it's a what do they call it? An RNA vaccine, and it just use a protein to trigger your immune response. But there's no COVID in it. It's just they basically isolated the very thing that makes your immune immune system respond to COVID, and they did that. So there's no SARS in it. You won't catch it.
No.
No, of course not. It's...
We went early in the... Excuse me, the granola just budged me in the stomach. No, but we went down to this place early in the morning, and I'm telling you, I looked at the man who gave me the shot, and I looked deep in his eyes and said, thank you. It was like I cried. When I got the shot, I literally cried.
It was
so emotional.
Sure. Absolutely. I've been worried about you guys and everybody, of course. But, you know, you
of
think
course,
about people
that,
and you go, God, just I can't. You know, I have one friend that almost died who ended up living at my house and staying there. I have another friend whose ex-wife passed.
While your friend had COVID, he lived in your house or she lived in your house?
He did. Well, and here was what happened. So,
and you took care of him?
Well, I wasn't there when he was hot, obviously. So what happened is he's a truck driver, and he got it out of town when he was coming back into Kansas City. He spiked this monster temperature, and he knew he's a smart guy, and he went right to a hotel, told them what was happening, got the test, and he was hot. He ended up 3 days later in ICU, and almost
wow.
He was within just 2 points of being on a ventilator. That was a rough 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then afterwards I said, look, just go to my house, take my house. And I moved in with Sassy and her house. And and then I get back. He's not sick anymore. Dude's parking in my garage, still lives with me.
People just don't know when to go.
Yeah.
You're healthy, live in your truck.
Hey,
it's true though, man. You give them an inch, they take an arm.
I know. He's just sitting there eating my granola in his underwear on the couch.
You know what? I know. And not only that, he does not sit on like a Clorox wipe.
No, he does not.
You know, he would not think to wipe down where he's been.
Oh, I looked in one day. I go, is that my shirt? He's like, oh, is it? Take it off. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, you know, it's a little tight on you. It looks better. Hey. Those buttons are pulling, you know, if I remember correctly.
You just did a new movie that we're going to get to see called The French Dispatch with the legendary Bill Murray.
Now, I did not work with Bill. I have to be honest. I worked with Benicio del Toro, who is unbelievable on every level. I worked with Bob Balaban, who is in a lot of Wes Anderson movies. I worked with Adrian. He's a very famous guy, and I'm older.
Brody?
You know what? That's exactly who it is, and I thank you, whoever you are.
Is Miss Nikki for the assist? Yes.
There is, I swear to God, there's a gift in the mail. I need to have a human being walk around with me as I describe people in the strangest ways, and then they just whisper in my ear, it's your wife. Yes, Stacy. Yes, I was mentioning Stacy. That's it.
That lady, yeah. The pretty lady, she lives with...
I do this all the time.
Red hair, you know. Looking really good for like a more mature woman, you know. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You and you guys have been married since 78.
72 years. Yeah.
You guys
42.
Golly. That's a long time, especially in Hollywood. Like, that's that yeah, really
you
is.
Know what? It's a long time anywhere, John. Can I just say, we could be living in Lakewood, Florida. It would be a very long time.
How has your relationship stood up during these COVID times? You guys were really on top of each other.
You know what I say?
What?
Separate homes.
Oh, I'm wholeheartedly.
Close to each other, maybe like a little tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah, separate. You know what? We are really getting along during COVID.
Good, good.
And you know what we like to do? Because you know what COVID is so weird? Because there's no anticipation. You can't anticipate anything. Hey,
correct.
Like,
correct.
In a month, we're going fishing.
Yes. There's nothing to look forward to.
Nothing to look forward to.
It's a destroyer.
But we have found delicious food. We pack up our condiments. The black Diet Coke,
mm-hmm.
Some straws and towels, and we go and find a great cheeseburger, but we eat it in the parking lot.
Yeah, we were doing that for a while.
So that it doesn't congeal by the time you get it home.
Yeah, because it never tastes the same if you have to drive home and then eat it.
It never does.
No.
Pizza, same thing.
Yep. Yep.
And then we found Southern Black Bottom Southern Kitchen, which makes a southern fried chicken that is unbelievable. I mean, the chef really thought this out.
Oh.
And we have that right piping hot in the car with our towels over our clothing.
You know, the next time you come in, we're going to go eat Stroud's chicken. It's a legendary, and I wish the original was still open because it was the best. But just because it was an old building underneath an overpass next to a railroad, and the whole building kind of tilted to one way, and they'd always have an old guy playing piano, an upright piano, and the best fried chicken, pan fried chicken
Ooh,
I've ever had in my life.
Great. Yeah, oh, I love that.
Yeah, we'll definitely go find. There's one up north now, isn't there, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Just off.
And I just want to see you. I just want to see anybody.
Yeah,
at this
you know
point.
What? Me too. We had a great time the last time we were there. We went Italian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you brought that Mr. Bill yeah. Shatner?
Mr. Bill Shatner, and that was a laugh.
Yeah, dude, he's such a great, he's a brilliant intellect and a half of a curmudgeon.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
Or he's a curmudgeon and half an intellect. but, you know, he also has ADD, so he jumps from subject to subject because, you know, he is older than I am, and he wants you to know every single fact he knows before, you know, it's his time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I found him somewhat terrifying, but overall, like, just incredibly interesting. And even the next
interesting, yeah.
The next morning, I walked by him at the Comic-Con, and I saw him, and he gave me the look that said, "Hello, it was fun with you last night, but as you can see, I'm eating by myself right now." And I was like,
yeah,
good morning.
You know, he says that to his fans, too. You know, they come up with, they come up to buy a picture or buy a photograph with him, and he said, "Can you see that I'm busy? But I'm here for this. You're here for this. Doesn't matter. I'm eating."
You, on the other hand, are the most gracious guy I've ever seen at one of those. And I mean that, like, to the point where I got worried about you. Like, oh, he's standing around too long on that concrete. Like, this is just, it's too much. I actually looked for a little mat for you that you could take with you to those things.
Oh, a little rubberized mat. Yeah. That would be good. I never even thought of that. But I do like meeting everybody.
Yeah.
When we go to the Comic-Con.
You can tell. You can see it. You actually take them, and this is the thing I really, there's a lot of things I love about you, Henry, but I watched you with every person give them undivided attention to where there was no doubt that you were talking to them and they knew they had that feeling, you know, and that's a special feeling when you're a fan of somebody and you really love their work and they mean something to you, when you know they're genuinely not just scribbling on a piece of paper, but really focused. That really is a great feeling.
Yeah, but it's also, I get something out of that too. I really do. And it is, I miss that. There are like five or six things that I've distilled down because of the pandemic that I really miss. One of them is hugging my family.
Yeah.
You know, our grandchildren run on our front lawn, and the little boys have sports class, the little girls have dance class, and you can watch them from the window squealing and running and having a great time and wanting to have their snack early. I don't know what it is, but right in the middle of class, most of them run up to their mothers and say, "Hey, can I have my string cheese now?" but you're supposed to be dancing. Yeah.
Grant, what a great grandpa he would be.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah.
I miss fishing.
I'm sure. But you could...
Going to the theater, I'd like to go to a movie theater and have popcorn and watch a movie all together. It's not the same watching it on your TV.
No. No, of course. We were talking about this yesterday, and it's just going to be generational, I think. I think the kids that grew up, if their parents are taking them to the theater, they'll enjoy it. But if they grew up, just everything is that giant TV that everybody has now, it'll go the way, you know? It's just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the little kids' screens, they, on the one hand, they are a great babysitter, and they give the parent a moment of refuge. And on the other hand... I just imagine that it's like a drug, those screens, and they sit so close, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, you babysat me, and then Laverne and Shirley babysat me Tuesdays at 7 o'clock at night. And, I mean, and Mr. and Mrs. C and Richie and Potsy and, I mean, everybody, Joni.
Yeah,
that was, I mean, it was never missed, period. And then, you know, I remember later on finding stuff like Lords of Flatbush, even as a young guy, and going, I wanted to be one of those guys.
Yeah, because you love motorcycles.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I still have. Now it's cold. I'm not doing it anymore. But, man, I didn't go see my friends in New York. And, you know, their kids are growing up. And all of these traditions you have that you look forward to, you don't, you know, this last year took away.
It really is. It's just turned us upside down. And how vulnerable we are. And then, I don't want to belabor this, but that we don't even take care of each other in a moment like this politically is like, wow. That's a wow. You know, I remember those stories when the hurricanes came and people were on their roofs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you ever looked at the boat in the distance coming to take you off your roof and say, you know what? No, I'd rather have a Caucasian do it. Thanks so much.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
What are you, India, Pakistan? Yeah. Thanks so much. Turn the boat around.
Oh, that's right.
I'll just stay here and drown.
Here's it's so much tension and so much anger and vitriol that I found myself, this is the other side that happened to me. I'd see something kind in a movie or on the street, or I'd read a newspaper where somebody was really good, and I would get emotional and literally get tears in my eyes because I was so relieved to see the goodness in people.
I'm telling you, the last 10 minutes of the news, you know, the national news, they always do Inspiring America, and I always think, there've got to be more people like that.
Yeah, I think there is.
Than there are that we just hear about.
Yeah, there are. They're just not loud. They're just not loud.
God.
There's many good people. Hey, you know what? Here's your new marketing plan. And I was texting back and forth with one of our AML listeners. And what would Henry do? Yeah, WWHD. And that is just, what would Henry do? Sell those shirts and ask yourself, as you come up to a hard situation, what would Henry Winkler do?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing that you would do is negotiate with your knees just to stand up. Then you jump into action.
Yes. WWHWD. What would Henry Winkler do? Ask yourself, what would Henry Winkler do?
Really?
And that would be, could be kind, be thoughtful, listen, and just keep on going.
Yeah. Yeah. How hard is that?
Yeah. You hey, tell me this. Here's a good question.
Yeah.
What's the first thing? You've had one shot. You have one more to go, I assume. And after that, and you feel comfortable, what's the first thing? Because now you get to make a plan.
Oh, yeah, making a plan. We've had the one shot. We're waiting to try and find, like everybody else, the second shot. Like, it's just shocking that in the greatest country in the world, people are up at 3 in the morning being thrown off websites because they cannot make an appointment for their shot. Mm. It just is. It's incomprehensible, actually.
I feel like a helicopter should land at your house where the doctor just gets off and goes, here's two.
There should be a list of people that are right
really
at the top.
Should, man. You. I mean, I can't, like, it drives me crazy.
And you know what? It is possible. I do believe we are going to get there. It's just what is the priority? That's what kills me. What is the priority? We vote for people, and we have forgotten why we vote for people.
Yeah.
We forgot, and they forgot what their job is, why they're getting medical insurance for the rest of their life, to do what job exactly.
Oh, I agree.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Well, it is maddening to think about it.
Well, and I think people just, we've stopped voting for people, and we started voting against people. And
yeah, I guess that's true. Or thoughts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. But I finally realized that politics has nothing to do with helping a fellow American.
That's right.
It has to do with your own sorry, tushy re-election.
Yeah. No, that's right. Politics are just—it's ridiculous. Nobody should be involved in politics. If I had a kid today and that kid said he wanted to be a politician, I'd be like, "No, you won't." I'm like,
"No, worse than being an actor."
You hate.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask your opinion?
Yes, sir.
Do you drink coffee?
I do.
When you put coffee in a cup, some cups are metal. Some cups are the ceramic. They're different shapes, thicker, thinner. Do you taste coffee differently because of the cup you put it in?
Yes. I'd say coffee in a to-go cup from like a Quick Trip tastes different than if I have that same coffee in a ceramic cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Because I'm now having it in a thicker cup. And it tastes better than the thinner cup.
Tell me something. If you were to have received in the mail some wireless headphones, would you have used them to listen to music, and did you enjoy them?
If I received wireless headphones, I would have listened to music and the calm, from the Calm app, the sound of Babbling Brook.
Nice. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
You
And so that's what I do.
Excellent. You also don't have to, anybody listen.
Have I ever thanked you for those headphones?
Of course you did. You immediately emailed me. Of course.
Oh, sorry. Thank
yes,
God.
Yes, of course.
No, really. I mean,
no, of course
I thought, you know, I'm forgetting everything nowadays.
No, of course. You were incredible. You wrote me a beautiful email. And I was just, look, I bought some of those and I loved them so much. And I know you love music. And I thought, man, these just sound so good. And then they had the quieting, effect. They've got the noise canceling and you can make phone calls. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to send these guys a couple pairs of these. Because I just thought they were, I just think they're fantastic, by the way.
Well, they are fantastic.
I've already lost mine and I have to buy a new set.
No. I have mine enshrined on a gold stand high up so that I only use it on special occasions.
Do you use it when you're writing your superstar books, Alien Superstar?
No. I need to be focused. We do that now by Zoom. When I hang up with you, I'm going to call Lynn, my partner, and I sit at my desk upstairs, and we write. And as we write, because I'm ADD, I organize my desk.
Yeah, I get that.
While I'm writing. And I have realized I'm a hoarder.
What are you hoarding?
You name it, John. Name a thing. I have several of them. Don't need them, but I'm hoarding them. Swiss Army knives, do you say? Oh, yes. I have 15. Have I ever opened one of them? No, John, I haven't. Nice that you asked.
I have no less. I bet I have 10 multi-tools that I'll see one on sale and think that's a really interesting one. And they're always so handy to have a multi-tool. And I realized the other day I opened up the junk drawer and was like, they're everywhere. I got to start giving these away.
Yes, they have babies in there.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. Those blades, if you let them touch each other, you've got 7 more multi-tools.
Hey,
you know, I do the same thing with suede shoes. I am obsessed with suede loafers.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I love suede loafers, and my daughter finally said to me, "Hey, Dad, look at that. You bought a new pair of shoes. That's exactly the same pair of shoes you have bought now for about 25 years.
Yeah, well, I like them.
I do. I like them. I don't even have I don't have as many feet to wear them all.
Oh, I've had no less than 25 pairs of Vans half cabs, black and white. Have I not?
Yeah, exactly.
Since you know me, Nikki?
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, they're my shoe. That's my shoe. If they ever stop making them, I'll freak out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's an executive who used to run Disney, started at Paramount when I started, went with Steven Spielberg.
Eisner?
His company, huh?
Eisner?
No, under Eisner, Katzenberg.
Okay.
Jeffrey Katzenberg. And he said, if I see a pair of shoes I like, I buy them in every color in my size because you never know if you'll see them again.
Do you know that Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top does the same thing? My friend Jesse went on tour. And he said, and he told me this stuff because he saw it. He would walk into a store, and if he liked a shirt, a pair of shoes, anything, multiples of 3 or all the colors that it came in. And if they couldn't provide him with all the above, he wouldn't buy even one. And he had another house that he didn't live in that Jesse said was filled with the things he bought in multiple 3s.
So it was just his closet.
Yeah, a house was his closet.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was a producer here who unfortunately passed away, but who was responsible for most of 70s, 80s television. And his daughter had a reality show.
Oh, Aaron Spelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Aaron Spelling bought a house in a ritzy part of Beverly Hills. And it was, I think, 3 or 4 feet larger than the White House.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was an entire floor that was Candy Spelling's closet.
Oh, isn't it crazy? Crazy, crazy.
The entire floor in this multi-thousand-foot home was only her closet.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Can you imagine if you forgot, where did I put that?
I may or may not have gotten a little tipsy the other night and purchased 2, you would have to call them life-size, although I don't know how to verify that, life-size dragon's heads mounted that shoot smoke with an RGB flashing light inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have they come yet?
No, I'm anticipating their arrival next week.
And you don't know if you've bought 1 or 2.
I did buy 2 because I have another friend who I knew who would really enjoy it. So I was like, I just better buy 2 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I thought you bought 2 to face each other on opposite walls.
You know what? Maybe he's not receiving it then.
You know what? Did you tell him?
I did. I actually told him last night we had dinner, and I told him it was his birthday yesterday.
You know, you could keep it for a while and just say, you know, that guy that took over the post office, he screwed everything up. Right? Nobody's receiving anything.
Yours never got here, man. Sorry, you're bad. It's too sad.
Yeah, no, but we're looking for it. I look for it every day.
Yep. You, all right, listen, I'm gonna let you do your Zoom call and get to work writing your book, but you... And I just looked down and realized how long I keep you. We've already been on the air for more than 30 minutes straight, and I just died.
But you know what? Come on. I don't care because I've gotten all the granola out of my teeth.
I feel our days are going to be fantastic.
There it is. It's ready to go.
Will you please tell Miss Stacy that...
I love chatting with you. We have the greatest conversations.
Thank you. I think so, too. It's the most comfortable, friendly... easygoing, like it makes me feel better. You really do. I think you make a whole city feel better when they listen to you, Henry.
Well, can I just say hi to Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sarah's out there. She moved. Sarah used to live here.
That's right. You told me that.
Her two guys, her son and her husband Nathan, who is a wonderful editor. They moved. They went back.
Listen, you
just want to say hi.
Get the second shot. I'll get some shots. We'll meet somewhere. I can tell you, my I'm not kidding at all. That shows everything's clean. Everything's ready to go. I look at my old backpack that I've always used as my carry-on luggage, and I will fill that thing quickly, walk to the airport, just look in and go, where you got a flight going where? Just tell me where I'm going. I'm just going to jump on there and go wander around for a few days just to breathe some different air and see some new sights.
Yeah. I was thinking Italy. I keep thinking Italy and then eat my way, or Lyon, yes. France, because there's a famous street, and just see if I can survive eating in every restaurant.
We were having this discussion yesterday about Spain and the incredible food there.
Yeah. No, mine's Lyon, France, or just anywhere in the north of Italy.
I think my heart is, its mouth is watering. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go just see something new. We'll see you,
Stay healthy. Know that there is a bedroom for the both of you. And stay safe. And then just tell your listeners that I only wish them health.
You're the best. You're the great Henry Winkler. I love you. Hang on. Hold on.